Welcome to the final episode of our Existential Hygiene podcast series. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're recapping our journey and discussing next steps. Our question of the day is, what's your next step in your existential hygiene journey? Over the course of the series, we've explored the five existential hygienes. Let's quickly recap them. First, epistemic hygiene, how we acquire and evaluate knowledge. Second, ontological hygiene, understanding and expressing our true selves. Third, axiological hygiene, identifying and living our core values. Fourth, narrative hygiene, recognizing and reframing our personal stories. And fifth, temporal hygiene, managing our relationship with past, present, and future. We have explored each of the principles of each hygiene. We've explored the 10 tenets of each hygiene, explored practical techniques for their implementation, and considered how these practices can impact our personal lives, relationships, work, and society at large. As we conclude this series, let's consider how to maintain a vibrant, evolving existential hygiene practice. Here are five things. First, regular integrated review. Set aside time monthly or quarterly or at least once a year to assess your practice across all five hygienes. Second, adaptive practices. As your life circumstances change and you grow as a person, be prepared to adapt your existential hygiene practice. Third, deepening understanding. Continually deepen your understanding of the philosophical underpinnings of existential hygiene. You're not going to find it within this podcast or anything I've written. You will only find it through living your life. Fourth, creative integration. Look for novel ways to integrate existential hygiene principles into your life. And fifth, community engagement. Seek out or create communities of fellow practitioners. Remember, the goal of existential hygiene isn't perfection. It's the ongoing growth and deeper engagement with the fundamental aspects of your existence. So as we wrap up, I invite you to reflect on the question of the day. What's your next step in the existential hygiene journey? What aspect of your practice do you want to deepen or expand? Thank you for joining me on this exploration of existential hygiene. It's been quite a journey over the last 30 episodes, and I appreciate you listening and being here. And I am happy for you, and I am proud of you and your growth. And it will only continue by you continuing, so get back at it. May your journey towards existential harmony be rich, challenging, and deeply rewarding. This is Jacob Sager, signing off and wishing you well. Thierry.